Hey, Chris Johnson here, and I gotta tell you a salacious story. A story involving dirty words and pictures, the word penis, and maybe a drawing of one, or many, that, let's say, were left out at your place of employment, and management found somehow, and they were fucking pissed. Apparently they don't think pictures of dicks, or the word penis, is as funny as you do. You might be thinking, hey man, when did this story happen? Is it going on at your current job? Did you have a meeting about it on Monday and then Wednesday? I don't know. Maybe it happened in the past. Maybe it happened at the office store. Maybe it happened at the radio station. Maybe it happened all the way back at the dining hall of the gas station or any of the other shit jobs I've had over the years. All I can tell you for sure is that it did happen. Here's the question you gotta ask yourself, though. Would a 36-year-old man do what I'm about to describe? I want you to think about that when you're trying to piece together this mystery. Let me set the stage. Work. I've often gotten in trouble at work and even in life. I remember old report cards. Chris Johnson is easily distracted in class. Chris Johnson is loud and an asshole and doesn't shut his fucking mouth. That is a paraphrase. It happened a lot. A lot of my managers have hated my fucking ass over the years. Some of my jokes didn't go over very well, including this one. So here's what's going on. Here's the gist of it, right? I take post-it notes and sometimes I draw shit on them or write shit on them and I pass them around to people around me. Maybe draw a picture or two. Maybe write the word penis. Maybe draw a penis. Maybe say shit like, hey baby, you look hot today, and pass it to the guy right behind you. Things along those lines. I do shit like that all the time, or I did shit like that all the time. And all of a sudden, I rolled into work one day, and there's a bit of a fucking commotion. And I got taken aside by my manager. And this conversation happened. This conversation actually fucking happened. Chris, security was going through the work area, and they found a ripped up note that said penis. And I thought to myself, wait a second, why the fuck am I the suspect? Is the only person that can write a fucking penis note Chris Johnson? And this is what it's come down to in my fucking life. Like, wait a second, who wrote penis? Where's Chris Johnson? We gotta fucking get to the bottom of this. And the note was ripped up? What, a security like fucking Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible? You splicing together fucking notes together? Hey, wait a second, what's that ripped up paper on the ground? I think I see the letter P. Could there be an enus following that? Let's tape this shit back together. So the story was that security found a note that said penis, and then they took it to the head of the department, who was fucking furious. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then they just, like, went through the work area. They found a whole bunch of other notes that I also wrote, and that just caused a huge fucking shitstorm where my boss was getting notifications. Like, hey, what the, you gotta fucking talk to Chris Johnson, goddammit. So I'm talking to my supervisor, and I'm like, yes, I wrote those notes. I will talk to whoever the fuck I need to talk to about writing the notes. I'm not going to lie about writing the notes. I'm not going to let anybody else get in trouble for writing the notes because other people were kind of involved as well. You know, they're rounding everybody up. I'm like, fuck this shit. I wrote the fucking penis notes. I'll take the fucking blame for this. And he's like, oh, good, man. I'll tell my boss. You know, it's going to fucking higher levels. Then I get word like, higher boss is really pleased with you for accepting blame. And I thought to myself, like, people around me at the job and people in management, they're looking at me as being like really magnanimous for admitting that I wrote the word penis or cock or fuck on a piece of paper and I passed it to somebody else. I don't really think that's magnanimous. It's just what fucking happened. Why am I gonna fucking lie about what fucking happened? Yeah, I did it. I fucking did it. And they're like, you know, the upper manager wants to meet with you about this. Like, all right, fine. We'll fucking meet with the upper manager. There's also gonna be a memo about it. It's like a 90-day type thing. 90-day type thing? So I can't write penis on a piece of paper for 90 days? I'm on 90-day cock probation? Is that what this is? Is that what's happening? After 90 days, can I still draw dicks? Is that what's gonna go down? I'm pulled aside one day in a job. I have to go into a little office with my boss's boss, the big bosses. And I sit down, and I've never met this person before in my life. It was like a new boss's boss, like a new manager. And I sit down, and she's like, I trust you know why you're in here. And I said, yes. Yes, I do. And she's like, you can imagine how shocked we were to find those notes. At this point, I still don't know what they've seen. I just know they found the notes, and I know that none of them are fucking clean. And then she's like, if you could you summarize the notes for me? And I just stopped, and I looked at her with a great deal of confusion. I said, you want me to summarize the notes for you? And here's what's going on in my head. Here's what I'm thinking. One of the notes was literally a penis with eyes and a mouth, and like a fucking comic, it was speaking to the person I sent the note to, and it was saying, hey, buddy. You want me to summarize that note for you? What is it, the phallic funnies? So I said, I was like, okay, I'll summarize the notes for you. I write notes on pieces of paper, and then I pass them to my coworkers while they're doing their jobs because I think it's funny. That's about as basic as I can get with this. I did it. I wrote the notes. Nobody else wrote the notes. It was all me, and, you know, that's it. Know what else I heard in that meeting? That they thought a love affair was going on. That also was said. They're like, okay, we saw those notes, and we thought there was, like, some kind of a love affair. You think I'm fucking them? You think I'm fucking the guys around me? Now, I may be fucking the guys, or I may have been. I may have been fucking the guys around me. You don't know. You don't know who I'm fucking, but that's what you're thinking? That's what, like, hey, man, he drew a picture of a dick, and he gave it to a dude. Is he fucking that dude? Is that how dudes are picking up dudes these days? Drawing dicks on little pieces of paper? Does it work with women, too? What about black women? If I draw a dick on a piece of paper and give it to a black woman, is she going to go out with me? Is that what's up? Is that what's happening? Apparently, management thinks, or thought it was happening, because that's what came up. Like, no, there's no love affair going on. We didn't fuck yet, or maybe we did at this point in time. I don't know. So that's that. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Maybe employed, maybe not. I don't know. We'll find out. But I'll still do the podcast. I'm on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast. I'm also on Podbean. That's the main hub, the website, or the app. Download me, please. I am on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes. Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. And I'm going to keep putting the podcast in the Facebook timeline for you so you can follow it there as well.